Hello and welcome back to the Good Kind Podcast. This week, we are breaking our regular rhythm to bring you family reflections for each day of Holy Week. Every day, we've done three things: read, ponder, and pray. Read a passage of scripture, ponder what it means, then pray together. I hope this has been as meaningful for you as it has been for me and Lottie. So, Lottie, are you ready for our very last podcast?
Totally. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. He is risen. All right, Lottie, one last time, will you tell everybody who's listening how to get ready?
Okay. Everybody take a deep breath. And clear your mind and space of any distractions. No moving arms or legs. If you need to grab a fidget, that's okay. And close your eyes, unless you're driving. Don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Now, let's pray. God, you are here. You are speaking. Open our ears to hear you and our hearts to obey. Okay, Lottie, I'm going to have you read a passage from the very last chapter of Matthew. It starts off sad, but it doesn't end that way. Are you ready? All right, let's hear it.
Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. And the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead."
Very nice. All right. Let's give everyone a few seconds to think about that awesome story that you just read. Now, whenever we read a passage from the Bible, it's a great thing to stop and ponder what it is we've read. So, Lottie, as you're pondering this, what from the story stands out to you?
How the angel's appearance, how they described it like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. I've never really heard explanations like that in the Bible before.
It was very poetic, isn't it? Kind of reminds me of the way I wrote it for Advent Blocks. Do you remember that with the angels?
"This is an angel." Didn't they do that in Easter Blocks too?
I did. I was trying to capture what happens when the angels show up because it's just so dramatic. Look, I mean, he's saying it's like lightning. That's pretty over the top description, don't you think?
Definitely.
I also thought, there's two Marys here. You think that was maybe just a really common name, that everybody was named Mary back then?
Probably a lot of people, yeah. I think I've heard at least three people named Mary in the Bible. Maybe four?
There could be a bunch. It's cool that Jesus appeared to, the angel appeared to women first, don't you think?
Girl power.
But the one sentence in here that I think stands out, it's actually so important that it became kind of the summary of the entire message of Christianity, and that is that Jesus is alive. So I'm going to have you read that part again and a few times, and then we'll reflect on it. So can you read that for us slowly a few times?
"Do not be afraid. Jesus has risen from the dead. Do not be afraid. Jesus has risen from the dead. Do not be afraid. Jesus has risen from the dead."
We're going to pause a minute here to let everybody think about that. This is how we put it in the Easter blocks, which I think is a fitting summary. Dead for a moment, but alive once again. Jesus, our God, lives forever. Amen. What does this make you feel? Lottie, what does this make you feel?
Good that Jesus isn't gone forever. It's not hopeless. Everything will be fine if you just repent.
Yeah, this story fills me with so much joy. It's like yesterday's story was pitch black, but today is like a beautiful sunrise. So Lottie, we're going to end, as we always have, by praying. Remember, praying is just responding to God when He said something to us. So I'm going to repeat what God said, then we'll leave a little time for all our friends who are listening to answer. God has said, "Do not be afraid. Jesus has risen from the dead." So what is your response? Everybody at home listening, take turns telling God out loud right now.
God, thank you for sending Jesus, not just to die for us, but to rise again from the dead. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much for joining us this week for this special edition of the Good Kind Podcast. I hope your family got to see just how great and good and alive Jesus is. Thanks for listening. And until next time, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.